Welcome to the Father Jim Willig Gospel Teachings Podcast, presented by Heart to Heart, a Catholic media ministry. Father Jim was a well-known and much-loved diocesan priest from Cincinnati, Ohio. Inspired by God's Word, for many years, Father Jim presented a weekly Bible study on the Sunday Gospels. In 2001, Father Jim went home to the Lord after a battle with cancer, but his recordings and teachings live on to inspire thousands. First, we hear from Father Jim's good friend, Jesuit priest Father Michael Sparrow, who opens this podcast by proclaiming the gospel reading. Then, Father Jim's illuminating gospel teaching follows.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the reckoning, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord.
To begin the Gospel where it begins, we see Peter coming up to Jesus and saying, "Lord, when my brother or sister wrongs me," don't forget the "me" there, because this is where it really becomes personalized, "how often must I forgive him or her?" Answering his own question, he says, "Seven times." Now, here Peter thought he was being very generous in suggesting seven times. It was a common rabbinic teaching of the time that one was expected to forgive a brother or sister about three times, calculated that God would forgive people for three offenses, and then upon the fourth offense, God would visit them with some punishment. So Peter, knowing this rabbinic tradition and teaching, try to do one upmanship, you know. He started with the three times, doubled it, and added another for good measure. And said, well, Lord, seven times. Now, is that going the extra mile or what? And you know Jesus' great response, no, not seven times, but 70 times seven times. Jesus always used a higher math. And he always calls us to a higher standard than what we're almost ever ready or prepared to meet. In other words, Jesus clearly, emphatically says, it's not enough to forgive frequently. You must learn to forgive incessantly, limitlessly, unconditionally. That isn't easy, right? And that's the challenge before us today. How can we forgive 70 times, seven times? I know a businessman who wrote on a little piece of board just those numbers, 70 times, seven times, and put it right next to his telephone, right on his desk at work, just to remind him, 70 times, seven times. I know of a pastor who inscribed that phrase 70 times, seven times right outside of the entrance to the rectory. I kind of like that idea. But it seems to suggest what I'd like to say is that 70 times, seven times, or 70x7x, should be the area code of every church and the address of every Christian home. It should be the way that people identify who we are by how limitlessly we forgive and show mercy to one another. It should be tattooed on our mind and perhaps taped onto our refrigerator door. Wherever we will see it time and again, we are to live 70 times, seven times, multiplying the effect of God's gracious love. To bring the point home, Jesus will tell a story, as often he loved to do, to really make it memorable. And truly, this is an unforgettable parable about an unforgivable official. You know the story. The king begins wanting to settle his accounts with his servants. So he called in one of his officials who owed him a huge amount of money. Now, if you had a different text, perhaps you have written in there what would be truer to the Greek, the original language in which this Gospel of Matthew and all the Gospels were written, not the word huge amount, but the exact amount of 10,000 talents. The man owed the king 10,000 talents, and that, my friends, is an incredible, astronomical, almost unfathomable amount of debt. It was more than the entire budget and the entire revenue for the entire province that included all of Israel. That is the Idumea in the south, Judea, Samaria, and Galilee. It's more than the government took in a whole year's time. Do you get it? We're talking about one big debt, something like our own country's, one might add. This is how much the man was indebted. And when he came in and begged the king to forgive him, imagine the vastness of the sum was not outdone by the vastness of the hearts of the king, who said, it's forgiven and written off. Go and you owe me nothing. Can you imagine a king doing it, writing it off completely? The wealth of love that he possessed. And yet this servant, when he left, ran into, even on his way home, a fellow servant who owed him, we heard in the gospel, quote, a mere fraction of what he himself owned. Now, again, if we look to the original Greek translation of this, we learn that mere fraction is translated 100 denarii. 100 denarii would be approximately, I learned, 1/500,000th of what he himself had owed the king. won 500 thousandths of what he himself owed the king and was just forgiven for. That translates to, if we say instead of 100 denarii, $100, the poor man owed him $100, but that means proportionately that guy was forgiven $50 million. You see the stark contrast between $50 million and $100. The point of the parable is to just screechingly, staggeringly suggest to us the incomparative amount of debtedness we owe to God, and for which God has completely, unconditionally forgiven each of us. There is no comparison for what the debt we owe to God through our sins and are completely forgiving for the asking. Yet all that God asks of us is that we must show the same mercy he has shown us to one another. We should not overlook the tragic ending of this parable or story. The ending that the guy couldn't move himself to forgive that little amount, and so was forced to pay the amount he had formerly had owed the king to the last penny. There's a lesson there. Brothers and sisters, we are in the business of forgiveness. We are in the business of forgiveness. And if that is the case, then we'd better learn how to run this business so that we can, as Jesus said, forgive from our heart as God has forgiven us. As Jesus even taught us to pray in the Our Father, and again, I looked this week to the Greek translation where we pray, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The actual literal translation is, forgive us our debts as we indeed have forgiven our debtors. You see, God is only able to forgive us that for which we are willing to be forgiving. And that can be really good news, or that can be our own tragic ending of our life. We hold our own judgments in our own hearts. The standard we use for others will be the standard God will use against us. The question is then, how can we learn to forgive from the heart? This is not negotiable. It's not optional for Christians. We must learn how to apply the 70 times 7 times to our own relationships in life. And I'd like to offer a few suggestions. I'd like to begin by suggesting that I realize how difficult it is to be about the business of forgiveness. I can only guess there are some of us who have been deeply hurt by somebody. Some of us have been scarred and wounded by the afflictions and the words or the actions of some people in our lives. I think, for instance, those of us who are familiar with sexual abuse or verbal abuse in some form. I think of the people I know who've suffered terrible betrayal from a spouse or a child or a parent. I think of some of us who have been fired by our boss or lied to by a coworker, been cheated by a friend or mistreated by what we thought was a friend. We could go on and on with an enumeration of a long list of ways I'm sure many of us, if not most of us, have been so deeply hurt that we know the business of forgiveness is not an easy business at all. And so we need to, what I would say, take some important steps in order that we could carry this out. I'd like to suggest 3 steps. three suggestions, three things that we could do, proposing that I think that forgiveness is a process. We just don't do it off the top of our head. Jesus asks us to forgive from the bottom of our heart. And it's a long mile from the head to the heart. And so the first suggestion I have is that we would make the heartfelt intention to forgive. Then most things begin with the intention of the heart, intending, wanting, desiring to forgive. Part of what we might think about is this divine deal God's making with us. I'll forgive you if you forgive others. That sounds like an incredible deal, doesn't it? We should remind ourselves of that, of all that we've been forgiven for. I think of the mother who was so angry at her daughter and was just beside herself, wanting to wring her daughter's neck until she remembered when she went to prayer that she did the same things her daughter's doing when she was a teenager. We need to remember what we ourselves are guilty of. And I think it begins by just moving into the heart. Now, I would like to propose not to forgive will result in your own heart failure. That is as fatal spiritually as heart failure would be physically. The worst form of heart failure, as I read the Gospels, is the failure to forgive. It is the unforgivable sin in a matter of speaking, because God can only forgive that which we're willing to be forgiven for ourselves and for others. I think of the story of when I was growing up, and I'm sure many of you could relate to this. We were a family of 11. Can you imagine? As I like to say, we were a model Catholic family. And naturally, we had quite a few fights and arguments and quarrels, and it was just the sport of of growing up, you know, of fighting and arguing. And I kind of enjoyed it at times. And sometimes, of course, if it got a little physical or volatile, dad would always break in. And then we're taking the defendant's stand here, we always protested, hey, and then went on to say, I'm right, or she started it, or he said this, or saying as loud and clear as could be, I'm right, they're wrong. And you know something I always learned from mom and dad? They never cared who was right or wrong. Because you were only right if you acted right, which is to be right with each other. And I think that's the way God is, don't you? We can protest, hey, I'm the right, they're the one, I'll wait for them, they owe me an apology. I'm sorry, that doesn't work with God. He doesn't care who's so right or so wrong, because we give up that right in order to be right with each other. And so we must start with that intention then. We must be in right relationship with our brothers and our sisters. And we must do our part, not that they will always be reciprocated, it won't be. Not that always will be appreciated, it won't be. But we must do our part to be right in our heart with one another. We must at least offer the gift, whether it's accepted or received or returned. Secondly, I would propose, if in fact unforgiveness is that heart failure, then what I've learned from my own brother-in-law, who's a cardiologist in Columbus, one of the most chief reasons for heart failure is the blockage of the arteries that lead to the heart. That is to say, they need to open up the artery to let the blood flow so you can be healthy again. If you have, which is often the case, they catch people with blockage of 50, 60, 70, 80, 90%. Could be terribly fatal, of course, as we all know. Similarly, I think there's a problem emotionally in many of us. Even though we may intend and desire to forgive, there can be some blockage where we're not able to because we haven't worked through all the feelings. We need to, if you will, open up our heart to pour out our hurt and our anger to work through those difficult emotions in order that then we could be free to forgive, to be healthy, to love again. Does this make sense? Again, an example may help illustrate this point. A woman came to me, and with her permission, I tell this story. She was sexually abused early in her life by her father. I might add, she felt emotionally abused by her own mother. And at this point in time, later in life, it wasn't until much later in life that she actually came to be in touch with this and came to surface. She became conscious of it because, as you could probably understand, for so many years, you can actually repress this. It could be in your unconscious. And as she became conscious of it, she became extremely angry, understandably, right? And she needed to get angry. Now, if somebody said to her, oh, just forgive and forget, she would have cut off the healing and forgiving process. It would have been a forgiving that I would have called off the top of her head and not out of the bottom of her heart. Going back to the example of my own parents, and it said, where I was fighting with my brother, and they say, forgive him. Say you're sorry. I am sorry. And I'll get you later, you know. It's off the top of your head. Jesus said we must forgive our brother and sister from our heart. That is the place of the deepest emotions. Well, if we're to travel down to that depth of our being, then we've got to work through the many miles of feelings that we need to work through. So I began to meet with this woman regularly for some period of time, where she unleashed all this tremendous rage. And the more she released it, the more I felt she was heading for healing. And ultimately, then only after many months, was able to forgive. And she knew, and I knew, that time was right because she, for so long, journaled and written all these very angry feelings toward her mother and father and what they had done, what they failed to do. And then at a certain point, to her own surprise, instead of taking out her journal one day, she took out some stationery and wrote a letter forgiving her father for what he had done and reconciling with her mother. And what she did when she came to me was share that letter and mention it had been years since she had actually communicated with them. Here is a woman who understands, as many of you I'm sure do too, that forgiving is a difficult business that requires much time and effort to work through the healing of the hurts of life and the healing of the heart, whereby we can find forgiveness. I would go on to say, those of us who do not work through those difficulties, who stay, let's say, embittered because of a divorce, or forever resentful of their parents, or ever angry at what this person has done, what they don't realize they do is they carry this person on their back with them wherever they go. True? And a person who's been sexually abused by someone, they are forever afraid of this assailant who follows them everywhere until they find forgiveness. What we're saying is the forgiveness that the Lord wants to give us is a grace that's accessible to all of us if we're willing ourselves to go through that process, which may mean getting some counseling or speaking to somebody in confidence. I propose a professional person because they're more trained to deal with that if it's more serious, or talking through or working through it. You can't do a bypass with this kind of hard forgiveness. You got to work through it. Finally, I would suggest that the step we need to take in the business of forgiveness is that of going to the Lord and asking for His gift to be able to forgive as He forgives. You've heard the often quoted phrase, to err is human, to forgive is divine. I love that line because I do believe whenever we forgive, we are acting like God is. But sometimes, because we're human, we're not able to be like God. But God is able to help us do that. So we need to go to God, pray to God, to ask God, Lord, would you give me the forgiveness I need to give to my brother or sister? Again, when we receive that gift, we're the ones who are blessed. I know some people who have carried unforgiveness in their heart toward a particular person. And guess who is the one suffering? And they're the ones that drink their own deadly poison of bitterness and go around with such sadness. Forgiving is often the healing of the deepest wounds of the heart. So today, we're right back on track. Here we are, coming to face this great challenge of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we come here, I hope every week, just to find out, what's Jesus saying to me? What is Jesus asking of me? What's Jesus wanting me to know and to do? Is it not this, that we would first make the intention in our heart to forgive every brother and sister who would have hurt us or offended us or sinned against us in any way, at any time, for any reason in our life? Are you ready to make that intention in your heart? Secondly, would you be willing to do what we have to do to work through this forgiveness, understanding oftentimes it can be a process, taking some time and effort, and in some cases even counseling or talking it out? Are we willing to do that? Thirdly, are we willing to ask the Lord to give us His heart of mercy and love, that we in turn could give that gift to this world that so much needs it? This is the cause of wars, and they start with the battles in our own bedrooms and living rooms and kitchens, and they spread out to our churches and committees, and they continue on in the battle lines of our school districts and our businesses, and they come right home here today. Are we ready to receive this blessing of the Lord's mercy? The King who wants to write off everything we've done wrong. What a deal. If only we would share that same gift with others. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Father Jim's Gospel Teaching. We hope you have been inspired and will subscribe to this weekly podcast and share it with your family and friends. The mission of Heart to Heart is to proclaim the good news of God's Son, Jesus, to the entire world. For more inspirational teachings by Father Jim and Father Michael, visit our website, www.htoh.us. May God bless your heart and the hearts of all your loved ones.